The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED.
Couple more emails of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. By the way, if you don't have medical or dental insurance, they have a dental plan there, which I think is quite good. Works like dental insurance, but better benefits, lower costs. I think I'll just find out more, okay? Give them a call there at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Just log on and do that, okay? Email the day to Randy here about the Eugene Emeralds. Eugene Emeralds, of course, supposedly meeting with Medford Parks and Rec yesterday. And this is the grift alert. You can just smell this from 40 miles away. Okay. And Eugene Emeralds, of course, leaving Eugene because they wouldn't do their $100 million ball field. Taxpayers said no. And so they're going to come and bring it down here. But Randy says, hey, Bill, the Eugene team wanting to come to Medford could be a smokescreen. Years ago, Jacksonville, Florida, wanted an NFL team really badly. They recruited hard to get a team. Well, word spread quickly among the NFL, and many teams used Jacksonville to try and get a new stadium for their team in their current city. Two, although there were more, come to mind, Buffalo Bills, Houston Oilers. Each of those teams' reps was given the most royal treatment when they came to visit. All of them had no intention of moving there, just using Jacksonville as leverage to get themselves a new stadium. As one of the owners of one of the teams said, I'll be back, indicating he was moving the team there. He said this as he took off in a helicopter from the middle of the Gator Bowl with a stadium full of fans behind him. Jacksonville never heard from him or any of the others again, and they were awarded an expansion team in 1995. Medford could be simply a leveraging tool for the Emeralds. Just saying. Keep holding them accountable. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. I'm just making sure people understand this because, you know, between all of these surveys, Mr. X popped me that little note from the other day, and he was just saying, oh, we're doing surveys on, we all want economic development plans for the next 10 to 20 years from the state. And I could see how people are going, okay, get new ball team, hang it on the taxpayer's neck, along with the aquatic center, and, you know, what other private sector benefits can we put on the taxpayer? All right? Not a big fan of that kind of stuff. Yeah, even then with the aquatic center, I've always been saying, you know, there is a reason why we never had an aquatic center up to this time, because they don't pencil, they don't make money. Although I do understand that I was told that when they had the car show there, a few weeks ago or whatever it is, the cars damaged the wooden floor there, is what I'm told. God love it. How much will we have to raise the utility fees to pay for that now, huh? This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Danny Sheehan joins me here in a few minutes. We're going to talk with him about his UFO seminar, UAPs, what's really going on. He's been a big attorney working this for a long time. Tell you more coming up.
As a business owner, you like
it right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
13 after 8. Proud to bring on Danny Sheehan, or Daniel Sheehan. I'm not exactly sure if he wants to be called Danny or Daniel.
Danny.
Danny. Danny, it shall be. All right. Well, let me explain a little bit about what you're up to here, Danny. You're one of the most prominent voices in the UFO, UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, and Disclosure Movement. Now, you are Harvard-trained constitutional attorney, 50 years prosecuting, huge legal cases. What are some of the legal cases that you've done that people might remember here, Danny? Welcome.
Well, I was the co-founder of the Harvard Civil Rights Law Review back in 1968. And we initiated the case that established the right of journalists to protect their confidential news sources all the way to the Supreme Court. And then I became one of the attorneys for the New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case, where we went all the way to the Supreme Court and got to publish all 47 volumes. I also did the Karen Silkwood case, where we stopped the construction of all private nuclear power plants in the United States. And I also did the Iran-Contra case that generated the congressional hearings and investigations of the off-the-shelf enterprise of Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North.
Yeah, I want to ask you, if you don't mind, before we get into your big seminar coming up here at Southern Oregon University, How is it that, you know, we have the Pentagon Papers, the Daniel Ellsberg situation back when I was just a kid, you know, in those days. I remember well reading about this. And that ended up being, you know, kind of ruled that, hey, listen, you know, this is, you know, we're exposing government misdeeds. And this is okay. It's okay to do this. And I'm okay with exposing government misdeeds of any sort, all right? And then contrast that with, why are we even talking about Snowden? You know what I mean? It's, or even WikiLeaks, the WikiLeaks situation. Why was this treated differently, do you know? Can you maybe help us understand that?
There are two reasons, actually. Number one is that since the revelation of the Pentagon Papers and the criminal conduct that the CIA was engaged in, the drug smuggling, heroin smuggling out of Southeast Asia, the massive political assassination program they had going, the Phoenix program there, et cetera, the National Security State Forces have kind of mustered and have pushed back significantly about the ability to reveal these kind of secrets. And one of the places that they struck back was against Snowden and saying that, well, we can't have him revealing any of these kind of secrets. Secondly, however, Snowden kept revealing the names of particular operatives that were involved. The WikiLeaks activities, they were just dumping the information unvetted into the public. And there was a recoiling against that kind of conduct. And so those two factors came together, kind of pushed back against this. Now we have a set of revelations that have been going on with regard to a particular issue here that we'll get into. And that is the fact that our United States government, there's an element deep inside our national security state, inside the intelligence community and inside the Defense Department, where they've actually come into possession of one or more extraterrestrial non-human spacecraft and the body of the non-human occupants. And they've been lying to Congress about this, denying that the UFO phenomenon is real, denying that they're in possession of any bodies of any sort, and lying about the fact that they've been secretly, without the knowledge of the Congress, trying to back-engineer the technology that's been recovered from one or more of these spacecraft to develop a secret weapons system to enable the United States to establish, quote, full spectrum military dominance over the planet and all of our adversaries. Now, this is something that has gotten Congress extraordinarily upset that they've been being lied to for all this time about this.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, they've been lied to all this time, but I just thought common sense. Of course they were being lied to. We all knew they were lied to, right? I mean, just common sense told me that there was a lot more going on here than people wanted to admit. Are we going to believe our own eyes, or are we going to trust the reliable sources here, Danny?
Well, what's happened here is there's been a major citizens movement around this issue of the UFOs, because so many people have seen the UFOs. It's huge numbers of people, strangely enough, have actually encountered UFOs on the ground and have seen the non-human beings. You know, there are hundreds of instances of this, and this has been leaking out over time. But once the Congress started to get actual inside information from people that have been involved in the programs, they've now been embarrassed in the public's eyes about not doing their job to constitutionally oversee this activity.
Oh, so Congress is embarrassed about it then. That's why we're getting a push. Okay, that's interesting.
That's right. That's part of our job. The New Paradigm Institute, we've created the New Paradigm Institute out of our 45-year, you know, 501c3 public interest organization, the Romero Institute, that with the Christic Institute that we established back in Washington, D.C. back in 1980, we've been the ones pushing these cases, investigating the cases, bringing litigation, going to the major news media and providing the sources for them. This New Paradigm Institute that we've established now is focusing specifically on this issue of the UFOs and the lies that were being told to Congress. And we've just succeeded in getting Congress to establish a new major task force, the United States House of Representatives Oversight Committee has established a task force that now is going to have subpoena power and is going to be able to subpoena some people from deep within this program. And we now have witnesses that have voluntarily come forward. And this is the third factor that's actually functioning right now, and that is some very high-level people that have been involved in the top-secret program inside the Pentagon have now become extremely distressed over what's going on here. For example, there seems to be evidence now that there's an effort inside this National Security State group that runs this secret program to actually physically shoot down UFOs to try to capture their technology. They've become so devoted to trying to get at this technology to get some military advantage over Russia.
Well, hey, it's the cheapest R&D program ever, right? That kind of thing.
Well, it's apparently a fairly expensive program. I mean, the development of a new major electromagnetic pulse weapon to be able to bring down these spacecraft, and the danger of that is that they also have been reported to have knocked down private planes while they're trying to knock down a UFO, and then lied about that too. So there's a renegade kind of rogue operation going on deep within the bowels of the national security state that is concealing it not only from Congress, but from the leadership of the Defense Department and from some president actually lying to them. So that there's this rogue operation that is going on right now. And Congress has gotten up on its hind feet and set up this new task force that Anna Luna is going to be chairing that. And that they're getting set to hold hearings. They're going to be looking into this and insist upon declassifying the materials around this. And additionally, the United States Senate has passed a 64-page bill, which is demanding to set up a 9-person special review board and ordering all 6 of our United States military services, all 18 of our United States intelligence agencies, and all 32 of our United States Defense Department agencies to cough up every last single document they've ever had about the UFO phenomenon since January of 1945.
Do you trust that the documents which will be coughed up are genuine and haven't been doctored for public consumption?
Well, they may try to do that, but that's the purpose of having subpoena power, to subpoena the people who are in possession of the documents, to track the trails. And that's what we've done at the Romero Institute that is going to be sponsoring these events. There's a whole series of events from Wednesday, March 12th.
Yeah, in fact, let me just hit that right now. I want to make sure people know about this. I will post this because here it is. We've been kind of backing into one of the reasons I wanted to, you know, talk to you in the first place, because you're going to be coming to Southern Oregon University. This is going to be March 13th is when you are going to be appearing there.
That's right.
And it's from 6 till 8:30 at the Stevenson Union Arena Room and Southern Oregon University. It is something where you need to pre-register in what you're thinking, a $25 suggested donation.
Well,
it's that kind of thing, right?
But it's free. It's free. I mean, people can come. And the since we're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, they're invited to make contributions. But it only holds 300 people.
So you got to pre-register, or else you're not going to be. Yeah. There's not going to be room for you to go there. In other words, right?
That's right.
Where do you go to actually sign up for that, Danny?
You go to newparadigminstitute.org. Very simple, newparadigminstitute.org, and you'll see the advertisement for the event. And a click, you can click onto it and register for that. And there'll be 300 seats, and that's all. And we're going to get probably a lot more applications than that. But what we're going to do is the night before this, on Wednesday, March 12th, at the Varsity Cinema in downtown Ashland, we're going to have a free showing of James Fox's new documentary film called The Program. James has been gracious enough to authorize us to show that for free.
That's great. I interviewed him about that release of that documentary a number of months ago.
Yes. So this is so we have a free showing of the program at the Varsity Cinema at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, March 12th. Then we have the big major event at the Stevenson Union in the Arena Room at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And then Friday evening, we're going to have a major fundraiser at the winery, the Pascal Winery in town. It's going to be a dinner. It's one of these, I don't know how much it's going to be per plate, one of those things. But we're going to have there a couple of very, very recognizable whistleblowers. The people will recognize who they are. They've asked not to publicly reveal that yet.
I get it.
Because they don't want pushback and have some people show up at their door and tell them they can't participate. But that's going to be a very big deal on Friday, March 14th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So you're here in Southern Oregon 3 days. Yeah, the
that's
12th,
right.
the 13th,
right.
and the 14th. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
This is going to be an extraordinary period. These next several months that are coming up now, once things settle down in Washington and the cabinet gets fully put in place now, the last person to get in, Kash Patel, has been approved as of last Friday, so that the cabinet is in place now. And a number of the members of the cabinet have been very, very forward-leaning, demanding the public revelation of this information. These include Tulsi Gabbard, who is the new director of national intelligence. It entails the new head of the Central Intelligence Agency, Ratcliffe, and it entails the Secretary of State, Rubio. All of these people who are now in the cabinet have joined with President Trump, who has publicly announced several times that he intends to compel the turning over of all the documents that are deeply buried inside this national security state structure, and he's promised to reveal these. So what we're in the process of doing now through the New Paradigm Institute, we're setting up groups in all 435 congressional districts throughout the country, and in every one of the 50 states, a state office to support this task force. To make sure that they do their job, make sure each of the members of the task force are fully supported from their congressional district to exercise their subpoena power. And our New Paradigm Institute is making our people available to assist in this process, because we've demonstrated over the past, almost uniquely among all public interest groups, our ability to conduct investigations and depositions.
And the thing is, though, and you've been involved in using your legal skills then to compel a lot of this. You know what I wanted to ask you, though? Have you ever read L.A. Marzulli's book? I don't know if you get into that or not. You ever talk to him out of curiosity?
L.A. Marzulli. What are we talking about?
L.A. Marzulli, he ended up putting out a book, and he's a UFO researcher. And I don't know if you in the New Paradigm – it's almost like we're battling. There are two visions of the extraterrestrial question. One of them is that there are space buddies and they're here to help us and yada, yada, yada. And L.A. tended to look at this saying that, in his opinion, that we were looking at a demonic aspect of it. He looks at it from a biblical perspective, and that he thinks that what we look at as extraterrestrials or more of the Nephilim or a time travel or dimensional travel or type thing that is actually of a bad spiritual quality. Do you have any comment on that? I don't know if you've ever heard of anything like that.
Well, it's interesting that I began my now almost 50-year career in this area at the Jesuit headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I was chief counsel. United States Jesuit headquarters in their social ministry office for 10 years and ran the major investigations there. That's where I first began looking into this particular subject, and I was made special counsel to President Carter's investigation of the UFO phenomenon. And I know that there are some people who perceive this because it is so extraordinarily strange and frightening.
Yeah, and they look at it as a spiritual battle. Some are saying that, and others are just saying, oh, it's just what it looks like, I guess. What do you think?
Well, both people who are perceiving this as potentially demonic, and people on the other extreme who are perceiving these people as basically saviors of some sort, coming in to help us solve our climate problems and cure cancer and everything else. There's a tendency on the part of people to try to superimpose structures with which they're familiar on something that is totally unfamiliar here, other than, you know, science fiction movies that we've all seen. And you've seen the science fiction movies also cover the gamut. They have like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Steven Spielberg's thing, where there was this kind of, you know, super joyous encounter.
Yeah, don't you sometimes wonder if Hollywood's a bit of predictive programming then, given the intelligence agency's involvement with Hollywood?
There's a bunch of that. There's no doubt about that. And in fact, Steven Spielberg is going to be coming out with a major motion picture next year called Disclosure. And so he's working very closely with a lot of the people to get this information organized into a narrative form. And so we're going to be dealing with, I'm hoping that people understand that our New Paradigm Institute has been established basically from the organization that we created at the Jesuit National Headquarters back in 1980. So we're very familiar with all of these various interlocking issues relating to spirituality, the Christian religion, other major religions, for example, the Native American religion, that views the star people as regular visitors to our planet. And so there's an array of theological perspectives on this. and frankly, Bill, there's more than just the two of them, angels or demons. You know, the fact of the matter is our human, that, you know, after graduating from Harvard College and Harvard Law School and practicing law for a number of years, I went back to Harvard University to do my master's and PhD work in comparative social ethics and philosophy, and came to realize that there's actually a spectrum, an entire octave of different worldviews that our human family can.
It's not either or, in other words.
It's not either or. It's not dialectic against good guys and bad guys here. What we have is a spread that goes all the way from authoritarian to reactionary to conservative to moderate to liberal, to progressive, to utopian worldview. And each of these worldviews, I've delivered full seminars on this in the past, that there's a unique perspective taken on this particular issue of UFOs and potential extraterrestrial life, non-human extraterrestrial life, and the issue of whether they are or not coming and visiting our planet over the millennia, and what response our human family has to them. And so I've delivered lectures on that. So I'm aware of this entire spectrum of responses that people have coming from their own particular unique worldview. And what we have to be careful about is trying to superimpose upon this encounter that we're having with these beings, wherever they're from. We have to be careful of superimposing our own worldview and prisming everything through that.
Yeah,
that we don't perceive all the data that we need to have, either super good or super bad. So this is part of what the New Paradigm Institute is devoted to, is trying to ascertain what the objective information is that we have, what the different opinions are that people have, and to engage our citizenry in this discussion, so that we don't leave this up to the national security state people, whose response has been to try to shoot them down.
Yeah, well, I would figure that the reason why any discussion of disclosure, which Congress has now gotten involved in here, Danny Sheehan, by the way, with me this morning from the New Paradigm Institute, I would imagine that one of the reasons why you don't want to let anything out for a long time is that I would dare say, you know, that all sorts of authority structures in our culture, from religion to even, you know, our forms of government, this would be kind of a disruptor of some sort, wouldn't you think? I mean, just Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know they talk about Trump being a disruptor right now. I think, wouldn't you think that?
Oh, no. This is a disruptor in spades. On steroids.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on here. It's one of the reasons why the New Paradigm Institute has been set up. And we're right on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. I mean, we are the only civilian group, the non-government group, that's inside the federal enclave. Our offices are immediately next door to the United States Supreme Court and the Hart Senate office building. So we walk across the street in both directions to go and meet with the legislative branch and to meet with the judicial branch on this issue. We're trying to bring the structures, the juridical constitutional structures that we have in our government, to bear on analyzing this. And one of the major roles that needs to be played is by the American public and the citizens. We need to participate in meaningful discussions about what we think about this, what data we have about this that's unfiltered by the national security state, so that our citizens can actually play a major role, even as, if you will, citizen diplomats. Because there's, as Jake Barber, one of the more recent whistleblowers who was interviewed by Ross Coulthard, on News Nation, has pointed out that there is, and this is part of what scares some people, they talk about mental telepathy.